The Toby Gribbin Show. Highlights.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dr. Nachi Sinha is on the line here talking about workplace bullying. It's the 3rd out of 5 in our series. Good afternoon, respectable person.
Oh, that's your comeback after the sir fiasco from last time.
Yes.
Well done, Toby.
I nearly said sir again, but yeah, I thought,
always on the ball, but Toby is.
Yes.
Good to be back, Toby. Good to be back. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you back. And today we're talking about how to support workplace bullying victims, of course. Why is that so important?
Right. I mean, you know, the multiple impacts that it has on people who are going through the bullying themselves, right? Sort of the mental, emotional, physical, and also, you know, these impacts are not limited to the person themselves, but sort of extend to the entire family. So that's why it's important to do something about it. And, the trick, though, is going to be to do what, right? How do we support those who are in the job and going through, you know, sort of workplace bullying?
Yeah. So what are some of these ways that we can support these
right.
victims of workplace bullying?
Right. So surprise, surprise. I mean, first thing you have to do is actually talk to the victim, right? I mean, sometimes we don't do that. I mean, you know, we just kind of ignore the basics because... Let's see, if you see that your colleague or friend is being bullied, you know, be there for them. Let them know that you're there to support them.
Yeah.
Now, often the victim of the bully sort of chooses to stay silent, right, and suffer because they don't, you know, want to create a scene in a sense in that workplace. I mean, so that you find they silently endure everything to not to sort of strain things with their bosses. But this sort of suffering and accepting bullying, you know, these behaviors are not really acceptable in today's society. Every employee, right, in the organization deserves to be treated with respect and courtesy, right? I mean, the basic stuff. So remind the victim that they are being bullied and they should take steps to end it. Now, talk to your friend about the effects of workplace bullying and how it can influence their mental health. Motivate them. And to stand up for themselves, I mean, that itself is a big deal.
Yeah. When you're talking to them, could that mean encouraging them to talk to the bully?
Right, right. So, yes, encouraging them to talk to the bully, I mean, is important because open communication works best to resolve matters, right? Encouraging the victim to have a civil conversation with the bully and to ask them, you know, why the person is mistreating them and how they can cultivate a cordial relationship. And that's how a conversation is encouraged.
Yeah.
So when the victim sort of confronts the bully and asks them about mistreatment, it makes the bully cautious, right? The bully now realizes the person is not afraid to speak up for themselves and thus he backs up a bit or they back up a bit. And the victim might be a bit hesitant to talk to his bully, right? So that's where the motivation is important, to show them that the important thing is to actually have that conversation and that there is a bright side that the bullying behavior will end going by that count.
Well, no wonder they'd be hesitant to talk to the bully after the way the bully would have treated them.
Yes, yes, that's a good point. I mean, you know, yelling, cursing, or degrading behavior is... You know, it's quite a blow to confidence, right? I mean, and that's the intent of it to begin with. So no wonder. Now, the person already feels worthless and inferior to the employees and low self-esteem, and the impact on confidence impact the person's personal life, right, and the performance at work as well. So, you know, you got to be there for the victim. That's important. And talk to them. Remind them of, you know, their strengths and their ability, and try to console them that they don't deserve to be bullied at their workplace. You can even stand up against the bully for them. I mean, that's important too. For example, if a bully cracks a racist joke to target the victim, you shouldn't laugh. Instead, you should challenge the bully that's not polite and respectful to ridicule someone. So, you know, a lot of small, small things can add up and make a big difference.
Yeah, it's important for the bully to know that their behavior isn't cool, isn't it?
Yes, yes, you're right. I mean, and that's where the boundaries, establishing the boundaries bits become important, right? I mean, a bully continues to sort of irritate and disrespect the first person. If he's not, you know, if they're not told to stop. I mean, it's as bizarre as that. Now, unfortunately, you know, when the bully is going on, the victim sort of endures the bullying or tries ignoring the bully, it doesn't end the bullying behavior. So you go teach the victim to establish and communicate boundaries. You know, they should make it clear to the bully and other employees that the behavior and things that are unacceptable for them. For example, you could teach your friend to be firm and to make boundaries. Furthermore, encourage your friend to sort of, you know, share the consequences with the bully. For example, here's my boundary, and this is what I want you to know, and this is what will happen if you don't respect my boundaries. So communicating boundaries and letting people know the consequences helps prevent, you know, disrespectful and hurtful behavior. And it also indicates in the future, if you do end up going to legal court stuff, it kind of indicates that, you know, you did take the basic steps and another person just won't listen to you.
Yeah. And what should you do to help them before they go and report it, if they're going to do that?
Right. So documenting everything becomes very crucial. So before reporting the incident to upper management or human resources, that's HR, of course, you got to make a record, you know, document the bullying behavior. So ask your friend to document the incidents, right, and note down sort of details, just time, the incident, and the people who witnessed the bullying behavior. Having a record of things will make it easier for the victim, in this case your friend, to confront the bully and later on to report them to senior management.
Yeah. And should you gather other evidence too, like text messages and emails, etc.?
Yes, yes. I mean, you've got to save the evidence. So if a co-worker is the constant target of the bully and gets threatened or mocked by them, I mean, you must advise your co-worker to sort of play smart, you know, and put the emotions aside, because it's a difficult time. Don't forget that. So every piece of advice you give, you know, might be a bit difficult for your friend to follow because they're already so disturbed by the whole thing. So, but ask them to say a threatening or disrespectful message, you know, or email or memo that they receive from the bully.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Now, having a proper record of evidence will make it easier for the victim to report the bully. Moreover, these pieces of evidence also come in handy with, if the HR team is approached, as they become a part of their investigation. However, you've got to make sure that you and your coworker are familiar with the company's policy towards bullying behavior and how to report such incidents, right? I mean, this goes back to one of the conversations we had in the earlier meetings we had today, where it's important to know what the company's values are and what the rules book state and what the bylaws and so on and so forth is.
That's an important point. How strict are companies normally when it comes to their bullying policies? I mean, does it vary?
Right. So every organization, has different policies and procedures, right? So for dealing with bullying behavior. And some organizations have a zero tolerance policy for such behavior. And covering the bully, I mean, is that like that? While some organizations are a bit lenient towards policies towards bullies, before the coworker, that's why, approaches the upper management, they should review the company's policy and reporting, conduct. So help your coworker by sort of researching and understanding the company's policy against bullying behavior. You got to find the relevant information, the code of conduct, the policies pertaining to reporting incidents. And once you have all this information, proceed with the reporting procedure.
Yeah. So could you actually report the bully on the victim's behalf, maybe?
Right. That's a great question. You see, the thing is that the bully often threatens the victim about their job, so they don't take any action, right? That's the whole idea. That's where the threats, come from and what purpose is. And if you observe that a coworker is being threatened by a bully, don't hesitate to report to the manager or upper authorities. You can report the incident anonymously or send an email to the supervisor and inform them about the misbehavior you witnessed. Now, attach the evidence or mention the names of other employees who were present at the time of the incident. So now if the coworker wants to report the bully and talk to the HR team, be there to support them. Sort of acknowledge that they're taking a stand, and doing what's right, because it's a difficult thing to do. But yes, you're right. I mean, it doesn't always have to be the bully who makes the first approach.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, the victim who makes the first approach. My apologies.
Yes. And even if the victim does report it themselves, are there ways we can help with the claim, like being a witness, maybe?
Right. Yes. Now, you got to be there for your coworker, right? If a coworker or friend needs your support to report the incident or testify on their behalf. So having witnesses and evidence only goes to help the HR team investigating the incident and to reach a final decision, right? I mean, and it helps the coworker sort of end the bullying behavior. And don't forget that it also improves the general company atmosphere, because if they're bullying your friend, chances are they're bullying others too. So the company also benefits by removing bullies and making the workplace environment, sort of safe and healthy for all the employees. So don't shy away from supporting your coworker and the victim of bully. I mean, and sort of testify against the bully, because if you don't speak up and let the organization know of the bullies, I mean, you yourself can be the next victim of the bullying, right? So help your friend and save yourself too. It's one of those things which are interlinked. And testifying, against the bully is a good step into that.
Yeah. What can we do if they aren't helped by the supervisor or the HR team? How can we support them if that happens?
Right. So if your coworker or the victim in this case is not helped, I guess that's what you're asking, right? Not helped by the supervisor or HR team, then left with two options. The first option is to seek legal help. And as discussed some time ago before, that can be quite expensive. And the second option is to quit the company and look for a new job. Now, what's important to understand in therapy is that the victim leaves the company to part ways with the bully in most cases. That's what ends up happening. And if a coworker decides to resign, do not force them to stay, Yeah. Often colleagues aren't supportive when a person shares their feelings about resigning and quitting the job because, you know, they bring up unnecessary ideas of principle and so on. But you don't know what they're going through, and they don't want to fight that battle. I mean, they've already paid a massive price by staying at that place of work. A toxic work environment, Toby, is physically and mentally, you know, very taxing for the person. So don't pressure, never pressure the person or you know, scare them about the financial difficulties they'll face after the job.
Yeah.
I mean, you should ask them to reconsider decision and think properly before quitting, but don't force or add unnecessary fear.
Yeah. Well, we've talked today about the 10 ways that we can support workplace bullying victims. What would be your message to the listener to sum this all up?
Right. So, yes, we did talk about the 10 ways, Toby. And in a bullying behavior makes the person feel isolated and inferior to their co-worker, right? The least that you can do for them as a co-worker or a friend is to extend your unreserved support. Now, being a victim of bullying crushes the confidence and shakes self-esteem. Don't forget that. But supporting the victim and encouraging them to speak for themselves and informing management can go a long ways in reviving their confidence. So it's always worth a try and it's worth doing.
Yes. Well, that is how you can support a workplace victim. All the information brought to you by Dr. Nachi Sinha. And he will return next week to talk about the damaging effects of workplace bullying on employees. So great. Many thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Toby. See you next week.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The throbbing pulse of sound. The Toby Gribble.